If you're looking for an unconventional way to explore America's semi-quincentennial, Rockwood Museum near Wilmington may have the exhibit for you. WHYY's Chris Barish has the details.
Rockwood's 19th century Gothic Revival mansion isn't marking America's 250th birthday with red, white, and blue bunting, fireworks, or patriotic fanfare. Instead, visitors will see recent works from five area artists in the lavish historic space. The new art will be among the heirloom portraits, ornate furnishings, porcelain, and photographs collected by the wealthy families who lived there for nearly a century.
Contemporary artists are bridges for us to new audiences, to audiences of today. But on a level beneath the cover, we're also trying to find new ways to interpret these old materials. We want to have new stories. We're looking for new perspectives.
That's museum director Ryan Grover. While three of the exhibit's artists are Black and one is Asian, Grover notes that the mansion had no Black, Asian, or Latino residents, although some worked for the owners in the kitchen or as maids or groundskeepers. Aleem Smith of Wilmington, who is Black, has several works in the exhibit. One is a large black and white portrait of a Black woman and child, painted with an old pair of Nike sneakers instead of a brush.
I do think it's really cool to have some Black people in there with all that old white art.
Lauren Peters, who is white, contributed several colorful self-portraits. One shows her wearing a blue fabric dog mask that she also made. It's in a hallway with three traditional 19th century portraits.
There's so many layers to it. Bringing in any living contemporary artist to these historical spaces, like that bottom line, is so interesting to me. I just think of different creative ways or just different personas. I hope that we all learn to look at each other differently and not judge each other by appearances so much.
Grover was delighted when I suggested that the exhibit was unique and that no one would know it was tied to America's birthday unless they were told in advance. The exhibit runs through Labor Day. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.